Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, talakay naman natin ang koneksyon ng ating mga kinakain sa sintomas ng arthritis. At alamin din natin kung bakit ba mas madalas itong lumala tuwing taglamig. Kasama pa rin si Dr. Lori De Leon.
Now, this diet that I will tell you is all about gouty arthritis or about gout. There are foods that are very, very high in protein levels, up to 1,000 milligram per 3.5-ounce serving. For example, yung anchovies, yung mga dilis.
Yes, dilis. Oh, we'll sarap noon.
Now, brains, I don't think Filipinos eat much brains.
Mm-mm.
Pero yung gravies, like, you know, punta sa KFC, di ba? May gravy.
Yes.
Mm. And yung naman loob, like kidney,
Mm-mm.
liver is also very high.
Mm.
Sardines and sweetbreads. Sweetbreads, yan, example natin, pandesal, because that is a sweetbread. Or Spanish bread, or, you know, yung mga ganong bread, sweetbread. So this one, I tell people who have high uric acid or those who have gout, they really should not be having any of these sardines, anchovies, sweetbreads, kidneys, and liver. Very high kasi talaga ang purine levels niyan. Now, there are also foods with high and moderately high purine levels. And this is between 5 to 100 milligrams per 3.5-ounce serving. And this is what you won't believe. Basically, you'll find it in most of our food. Asparagus, bacon, beef, bluefish, bullion, kaftang, carp, cauliflower, chicken, chicken soup, codfish, crab, duck, goose, halibut, ham, kidney beans, di ba lagi sinasabi yung mga beans, bawal, like lentils, lamb is also included here, lima beans, lobster also has moderate amount, mushrooms, mutton, navy beans, oatmeal, oysters, fish, perch, pork, rabbit, salmon, sheep, shellfish, snapper, spinach, fry, trout, tuna, turkey, veal, venison. This is basically what we really eat every day. My advice to people is it doesn't mean you can eat this one because they're only high or moderately high. All it means is you can have the second bit that I said, but only in moderation. And try not to combine things together. Don't put chicken and navy beans together. So what I tell people is make a calendar, maybe 7 days or 14 days, and then in there, write things. For example, you get chicken, combine it with something that is not written in there, like chicken and carrot and maybe pumpkin or beef. And you know what I mean?
So yes.
Combine things that are not there so
yeah.
that you can still enjoy life. Because, you know, I mean, if you take all of this out of your diet, ano pa nga naman ang kakainin nila?
Exactly. So,
that's right. So, hindi naman siya ganun ka-stricto. Pero yung talagang unang-una, yung anchovies, gravies, kidneys, liver, sardines, sweetbreads, take it out if you have gout or if you have a family history of gout. But, you know, sooner or later, you will have it. And,
yes.
and just, you know, eat all the food that you like, but only have them in moderation and combine them. Don't combine food that have moderate to high levels of purine.
Kailangan maingat sa kakainin.
That's correct.
Oh.
Pati yung mga dairy food, mga fried dishes. But you know what? There's so many nice Filipino dishes that we can eat that's not really high in either of them. So you know what I mean? We
yes.
can all avoid it. The only problem being in Australia is time.
Doc, I'll quickly touch on rheumatoid arthritis. Autoimmune ito, di ba?
Yes, it is. Rheumatoid arthritis is a problem that can occur even from very young individuals, the age of 20. Sometimes it will actually happen when you are around 30 or 40. It is a long-term autoimmune disorder, and it only affects really the joints. It causes warm, swelling and very painful joints. Then they become stiff, and often it worsens after you rest. Mm-hmm. Most commonly, it affects the wrists and the hands. Mm-hmm. But I've also seen some people developing some lump, you know, across the elbow. But when it happens on the cervical spine, that is really very dangerous because mm-hmm. they can really get crippled. The first signs ng rheumatoid arthritis, yung mga sinabi ko, tender. When you feel them, they are warm, they're swollen. And then merong joint stiffness. Mm-mm. Usually, it's worse in the morning after inactivity. For example, you rested. Ang osteoarthritis, soon as you start exercising your fingers, nawawala yung stiffness, nawawala yung sakit. Mm-mm. In rheumatoid arthritis, it is different. The moment you stop it, the more painful it gets.
So kailangan gumagalaw ka lagi.
That's correct.
Oh.
So it causes fatigue, para silang feverish, they don't have appetite, kasi nga meron silang autoimmune. Meaning to say that their body produces an antibody against their own joint. When it starts to progress, makikita mo yung joints nila, parang nagiging deformed na. Hindi na siya straight. Bukod sa mga namamaga, balubaluktot na yung daliri. Hindi lang yung daliri, even the wrist and also the middle joints, yung mga metacarpals and the carpal joints.
Sa
yung mga
fingers.
Bones, medyo balubaluktot na. Tsaka mga maga-maga.
Nakakatulong din ba ang dieta, Doc? Like proper diet with rheumatoid arthritis?
Remember when I said that the first diet that I have given you, yung mga processed food, alcohol, and smoking, they can reduce.
Okay, inflammation.
Unfortunately, okay, it depends on the stages. Remember, I said stage 1 to stage 4.
Yes.
If, for example, you are already on stage 4, there's really not much you can do. You can reduce the diet, but, you know, your joints are already so deformed. So in stage 1, because it is early, try and do as much of those. Try to do a lot of exercises. Nowadays, when we found someone to have a rheumatoid arthritis, you will actually still see a lot of pictures showing the deformity or the types of deformity of the fingers and the wrist and the hands of people. But nowadays, what they're trying to do is they really give them medications, and these medications are attacking those antibodies. Mm. There are also injections to reduce the incidence of the deformity. Ng kamay.
Bakit ba mas umaatake yung arthritis tuwing paglamig?
I have a very simple explanation for that one. Ang ating joints, di ba sabi ko sa'yo meron tayong tinatawag na space between the joints.
Mm.
In that space, meron tayong tinatawag na synovial fluid. Pagka summer o mainit, di ba, ang fluid, kasi viscous yun eh. So yung fluid natin, okay lang kapag tag-init. It's similar to like, if you actually put water inside the freezer, what becomes of the water? It solidifies, it becomes ice.
Nag-ice, yes.
Previously, it is like a cushion between two bones, right? Because that's the joint. But what happens now is, matigas ang in-between ng two joints. So that's why, masakit pag umaano ka. But, when you warm up, for example, you exercise your fingers, you exercise your knees, you keep on moving, then they warm up, don't they?
Yes.
It gets melted or it warms up inside, malambot ulit siya, the pain goes away. Mm. And that's why the best treatment for arthritis really is exercise. Yes. That's the reason why every winter time, our joint is usually more painful than when it is summer.
So incurable tong arthritis. So mga bagay na pwede natin gawin, proper diet, exercise, syempre medication kung kinakailangan.
Kailangan.
Tsaka yes. Stress-free life. Tama daw.
Oh, that's it. You know what? That is really one of the most important things that people should learn in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Because life is such where we are always going to be compounded with so many different problems, they stress tayo. If we can only really try to think positively, no matter what life throws at us, then we can live a stress-free life. Mm. Unfortunately, it is easier said than done.
True that.
But if we can, we should try.
Salamat po sa iyong oras at sa mga kaalaman na iyong binahagi sa ating mga tagapakinig.
Marami rin pong salamat for giving me an opportunity to share.
Healthy Pinoy.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.